Today, I'd like to welcome Dr. Jill Wynalski to the PodMD studio. Jill is a highly experienced obstetrician and gynecologist. She consults privately in Kew and operates at Epworth Freemasons, Warringal Private Hospital, and St. Vincent's Private Hospital. She's also a consultant at Box Hill Hospital. Today, we'll be discussing the Mona Lisa touch as a treatment for vaginal atrophy. We do hope you enjoy this podcast. Please remember that the advice here is of a general nature and is not intended as specific advice about a given patient. If you do have a patient on whom you require specific advice, please seek an opinion from a colleague with appropriate expertise. Jill, welcome to the PodMD studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Sean.
So, Jill, in relation to the Mona Lisa touch, which we're talking about today, this technology for treating vaginal atrophy has been available since 2013, but I think that many of our listeners would not be very familiar with this treatment and what it can offer. I know that you do have a considerable experience now with the Mona Lisa touch. Could you tell us a bit more about this treatment?
Sean, thank you for inviting me to talk about the Mona Lisa touch treatment for vaginal atrophy. This is a microablative fractional carbon dioxide laser treatment designed for vaginal atrophy. It is based on known laser principles used for facial rejuvenation and has been modified for use in the vagina.
So, Jill, the Mona Lisa touch is a form of laser. Can you tell us how this laser works in providing a rejuvenation to the vulval and vaginal tissues?
The laser beams penetrate the dermis and stimulate fibroblasts in the skin to promote a natural regeneration process. This stimulates collagen production, restoration of blood supply and extracellular matrix with minimal surface damage.
That's interesting, Jill. So tell us, which patients are affected by vaginal atrophy and what are the symptoms that doctors should be looking out for?
Vaginal atrophy affects at least 40% of women after menopause, with symptoms being vaginal dryness, dyspareunia, postmenopausal bleeding and discharge, vaginal laxity and increased prolapse, and bladder symptoms such as urinary urgency and frequency and incontinence.
So there are a variety of symptoms that can occur. What's the overall cause of these symptoms and what are the other treatment options that are currently in use?
The symptoms are due to a deficiency of estrogen. So while a natural menopause is the most common cause of these symptoms, other causes of lack of estrogen, such as a premature menopause, a chemical or surgically induced menopause, particular drugs or even conditions such as excessive exercise or anorexia can also cause these symptoms.
So what is currently considered to be the best treatment option?
The gold standard for treatment is vaginal estrogen in the form of either tablets, creams or pessaries, but this may not be effective. And many women, especially cancer sufferers or survivors, are worried about using this treatment. Also, studies on long-term effects are few, and there are concerns about venous thromboembolism. And recently, some studies are showing concern about endometrial carcinoma.
So there are some concerns there, particularly for certain groups of patients. Jill, the Mona Lisa touch, how does that compare to topical estrogen as a treatment option?
Benefits of the Mona Lisa touch treatment include improvement in vaginal dryness, reduction of vulval and vaginal itch and dyspareunia, an improvement in vaginal laxity, and interestingly, bladder symptoms can be improved. And it is now also being used as a treatment for lichen sclerosis. It has been used for vaginal laxity in the postpartum state or for women who feel that the vagina is looser after having vaginal deliveries.
Thanks, Jill. Could you tell us a bit more about the procedure itself? Is it an easy thing to undergo and what can the patient expect?
It is an easy treatment. The treatment is short and not painful, but I always use a local anaesthetic cream on the vulva which is the most sensitive part. The worst part of the procedure is the need to dry the vagina, with this being required before treatment because the carbon dioxide laser beams are absorbed by fluid and any moisture on the vaginal walls can reduce the effectiveness of the treatment. There is a specially designed cylindrical probe that delivers the laser beams to the vaginal walls, and the Mona Lisa Touch machine allows for variation to provide different intensities for different conditions. Side effects are few. These may include some mild bleeding and pain for several hours or maybe up to several days after treatment. It is necessary to avoid intercourse, swimming, spa baths or tampons for between 3 and 5 days after the treatment. Care needs to be taken with certain conditions. Genital herpes, for example, requires antiviral treatment to be prescribed before the treatment can be given. Obviously, the patient needs to be up to date with a pap smear, and a gynecological examination should be performed before treatment.
What other symptoms or conditions could the Mona Lisa Touch be used to treat?
Mild urinary symptoms may respond to the treatment, as can a mild degree of vaginal prolapse. But this treatment is not designed for significant incontinence issues or a significant prolapse. There is evidence that vaginal prolapse surgery may have a better outcome if the treatment is provided beforehand, however.
So, Jill, how many treatments does the typical patient require, and how long do the benefits last, again, you know, for the typical case?
Most women will require 3 treatments at 4 to 6 weekly intervals. At present, it is being suggested that women have a top-up treatment in 12 months' time, but studies are now showing continued benefits for up to 2 years afterwards. Even though hundreds of thousands of women have been treated with the Mona Lisa Touch, it is only now that studies are starting to appear in recognised journals. The results are consistently good and uniform and encouraging.
Jill, thank you for that information on the Mona Lisa Touch. That's been very interesting and informative. What do you think is the take-home message on the Mona Lisa Touch?
This is an exciting new treatment for vaginal atrophy, and it definitely works. Recent studies have shown that the Mona Lisa treatment is more effective than vaginal estrogen on its own, and with the most effective treatment being a combination of vaginal estrogen and Mona Lisa.
Jill, thank you very much for that interesting synopsis of the Mona Lisa Touch. I must admit, I knew the name of the device, but really nothing more about it. And I think our listeners are going to find your podcast very interesting. Thanks again.
Thank you, Sean.